This is Morning Brewcast number 04, part two of our Hurricane Edition. It continues on with some stories from Nelda Cooling and Maggie Alejandro's youth about their grandparents, and interesting stuff, or at least we thought it was. And it carries on to them preparing for their journey back home to Houston after being in San Antonio, trying to escape the wrath of Rita, which thankfully turned out not to be so much of a wrath for the Houston area. So enjoy.
It's not a different kind of coffee, but it was a way that my grandma brewed coffee when I was growing up. She passed away when I was in sixth grade, so this was in the early 60s when we were growing up, that we would walk to grandma's house, which was about, 15, 20 minutes away. It seemed long and far when we were little, but now it was like, 10 minutes away. Anyway, but when we got to grandma's house, she would brew coffee in a big pot. And
like a
three-quart pot, just a pot.
Like a Dutch oven pot or something?
No, just a pot she put on top of a gas stove. And what she did was boil the water and just throw whatever amount of coffee they put in it, just the coffee grounds. And they would boil, and when it was all ready, the coffee grounds settled to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just poured the coffee into the coffee cups. Now, needless to say, I was really young, and coffee was not my thing, so I had no idea what it tasted like. It probably would have grown hair on your chest, like my husband says. But that's the way they brewed it in those days.
So there were no coffee filters.
There was no coffee pots.
That's okay, no coffee pots.
And so that's how they brewed it, probably like they would in the cowboy days with a little thing outside in
the
campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And now my mom, I remember her having those glass ones.
Yes.
And the metal ones that did have the little coffee filters.
Mm-hmm.
I like the glass ones because you could see it brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the color change and you wouldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And the metal ones, I don't remember how that, they knew it was ready. I guess when it boiled for X amount of time, I guess they timed it.
Right.
But the oldest one I remember was my grandma just putting grounds in the boiling water. And when it got the darkness they liked it, I guess they turned it off.
And Maggie, you have a story?
It's pretty similar to Aunt Nelda's. When we used to travel from Chicago and we used to visit every summer in Mexico to visit our grandmother, she used to do the same thing, but she liked her coffee outside. She used to make her fire. She had like a little semicircle. On the ground.
Like a fire pit?
Just mud.
Wow.
Mud on the floor with, I guess, bricks, and she'd start her own fire. And of course, it was semicircle for the air, so it won't turn off the fire. And she would brew her coffee the same way,
mm-hmm.
in a little pot, and it was aluminum. Like a saucer pan or something.
Mm-hmm.
And boil the water, throw in the grounds, and it would settle the same way. And they would just pour it carefully so the grounds won't pour into your cup. And she did have a stove, of course, but that was her style. She liked it out
That's
in
awesome.
The open.
So she had to build every time she wanted coffee.
Uh-huh.
And her beans. She used to do her beans out there in those clay jarros. What do you call jarros? Those
clay
ceramics.
Pots. Yeah, clay pots.
Clay pots.
I always thought those were decorative.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could really cook in them.
They used to do all the beans in
them.
I remember that.
Beans
because,
are
now you go, you see those, and to me they're just decorative.
They probably are now.
Well,
probably are now because it got all that clear glaze on it. But I don't think they had clear glaze before.
Actually toxic.
So that's interesting though. But isn't it clay? Like, isn't that semi-porous, or wouldn't it? You made it, or is it cured? Kind of like the pomada.
It would probably be cured after so many times.
I guess, but I remember them.
Yeah. I mean, they were tarnished of so many times that you put them in the fire.
Right. It's
like
the molcajete.
Right. The outside was black and the inside was orange.
Hmm. Now, going back to what we were saying is that every single time she wanted coffee, she would have to go outside.
Build a fire.
And build a fire, which takes time.
Yeah.
And then get, do all these steps to get her coffee.
Yeah.
And nowadays,
it's a turn of a knob.
It's, pour the water in, put the filter, put the coffee, and turn it on. And even then, you're like, is it done yet?
Right,
is it done yet?
Right.
So, I mean, you would have to have, like, so much patience to wait to have coffee.
But they would also make quantity, a larger quantity, and that would last.
Well, how would she keep it warm? Would she just turn the fire out and let the embers keep it warm, or did it go fast? Do you remember? I know you were a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. I don't know. I'm sure they would drink it cold at some point.
Well, maybe they heated it up inside.
And they probably did. Heated it up, you know, whatever, after it was brewed and done. They drank then, and then later on they probably heated inside in their little, other little stove that they had.
Right.
But
that's interesting. That's neat. Any other stories?
Just remember when I first started drinking coffee, and I'm sure you girls remember, I did that to you too, is that Mom would give us half maybe 2 fingers worth of coffee and the rest milk and a whole lot of sugar.
Did you know?
Jackie's back.
She's back.
that caffeine inhibits the absorption of calcium into your bones. So when you did that to us when you were little, there were my chance of being supermodel.
Oh well.
And I didn't
get
much.
That's the only reason that I'm not a supermodel.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, she's got all the other qualities.
That's right. And she's the tallest one out of the three of us kids.
Yes.
But she missed the supermodel
because
by at least, 5 inches?
Yeah. All right.
So,
but that's how they gave us coffee.
So is that like a normal thing? Like you just give it to the kids around dinner or when they were sick?
No, because we always had, our deal was merienda, which at like about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd all have coffee and pan dulce, which is be like pastry around here, you know, same thing. So everybody would sit around, so we'd want some, so they'd give us a little bit of coffee.
Like
so you could be like an adult.
So you'd have like a little bit of coffee, like 2 fingers, you said, and the rest was warm milk?
No, just milk.
Was it just, is cow's milk or just what?
No, just regular milk from the stores. Just normal milk.
That comes from a cow.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about a real
cow. She's like, so you go and get
my grandmother would have a
so you
fresh
got the
they had the real cow,
milk.
See?
So you take your 2 cups of coffee and go,
That's Maggie.
Stay still,
said.
Elsie.
Yeah.
No, but see, Grandma lived in Mexico, so she had more access to a live cow than a superstore.
Good. And so how does that milk taste? Do you remember?
It has a different taste, and I didn't really enjoy it, but I would taste the coffee, and they wouldn't give us a lot. Like, no, that's it.
So
a
even little kids,
coffee.
Like maybe Zane or Jordan's age?
No, we were older.
Like Jordan's age? Jordan's 10?
Probably Jordan.
It's my son,
yes.
My youngest son.
Probably about 6, 7, 8, you know. After that, who wants to sit with adults?
So what happened to you? What happened to you that made your taste buds go where you only wanted black coffee?
That's right.
I have a theory. I have a theory that when you get older, your taste buds die.
No, you start. I started working in the first dental office I worked in was they had no cream, no sugar, no nothing, and I was always cold, and they always had coffee. So in order for me to get warm, I started drinking the black coffee. And
acquired taste.
I acquired the taste, and now you put anything in it, it takes away from the taste. You need to have real strong
like a real
black
coffee.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we're just beginning.
You're just beginning.
We're the wimpies if we go back to
I
that
really
thing.
Just like the feeling.
The hype.
She likes the caffeine buzz.
Yeah. So
well,
I can
imagine.
Keep up with these two. I mean, have you heard them?
Imagine having the caffeine buzz without the milk and the sugar and all the little yucky stuff y'all put in it.
The yucky stuff. Well, to me, that's the best part.
The yucky stuff.
The yummy stuff.
The yummy stuff. There you go, Maggie. That's the yummy stuff.
Anyway, so that was how my grandma did her coffee.
So you did that with us? I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it. It's not even a memory. Maybe I just thought it was chocolate. Mm-hmm.
You probably did. Yeah, and I think
you won't see milk.
Yeah, and I think we did that at your grandma's house, my mom's.
Mm.
You know, when we were all having the pan dulce, the merienda. So that's how we did it because they did it to us, so we do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
that's
your
like
grandma's
ham,
fault.
That's the ham thing.
It's your grandma's fault that you're not a supermodel.
That's funny because, you know, with us growing up, we won't let our kids touch.
The coffee, I know.
Even my nephews and my nieces. I mean, my nephew is like 19 years old, and he was here. He was visiting,
yeah,
and he's like 6'3" or something, right? And
it'll stunt your growth.
That's what he's saying to that. He poured himself a cup of coffee, but to me, he's still
upset because he took the last of the coffee. First, he's still growing, and he takes the last of the coffee. That's
that was the worst part.
Yes, right. That's why Jackie was upset. I was just like, oh, don't drink that. You're going to stunt your growth. And, of course, I'm like 5'4" and a half, and I'm looking up at my nephew, who's 6'3", and he's like, okay. But then after that exchange, I sat there and thought about it for a little while, and then I thought, I was drinking coffee when I was 18, 17, 18. You know, I guess he's old enough. I think old enough when you're that age seems like you're old enough, but as now that I'm older, I look back, I'm like,
you're a baby.
Just babies.
That's true.
Oh, goodness.
Well, so if you guys have any stories about or any traditions with the coffee, that would be good to hear. You know, just email it to us.
Could
play it.
Yeah, if you want to record it, send us an MP3 and we'll play it on the show. Maybe we'll do something like that. Maybe we'll do it on Thursdays. That'll be our story day.
Whatever you guys want.
Coffee history.
We'll put the little music. The memory music.
All right. Any more stories, guys?
Nope.
All right.
Not that I
can
remember.
Wish y'all good luck
on our trip.
Hey, and we need to mark the coffee. Mark the can.
They have a line on the can.
Do not go below this line. Hey, the more you drink, the more you have to pee.
We're taking the coffee cans.
Oh,
empty.
No.
Empty.
And Maggie and her walkie-talkie.
Yep. It's a must.
Did you tell them the game thing? They're trying to scare each other.
Oh.
What was that movie called?
Joyride.
Yeah. That all of a sudden she could hear her walkie-talkie was saying, candy cane.
Because there's other frequencies.
Oh,
you know?
So
oh,
were you
yes.
catching other frequencies?
Well, yeah.
No.
Yes. Other people were saying, hey, honey, where are you turning? I'm over here. You know, they were following each other.
Oh,
and they
so
either,
other people had the same
oh,
good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
I thought
it
that
was
a great idea when you guys said you had
where did you get them? Anywhere. I mean, you got them for
like
the trip.
We
got them when we actually when I moved up here to Houston.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
when
so
I drove my
thing.
Car and I followed Jaime from the valley to Houston,
we could have used Zane's. Done Zane have any?
Yeah,
I think
his baby monitor.
That's a like rescue.
It's
hero.
A one way. But
Billy, the mountain's coming down. It's rescue heroes. Y'all have been freaked out.
What mountain in Texas?
So you got to hear some other people.
Yeah.
Was anybody getting chewed out?
Or
no.
They probably heard you getting chewed out. Or you chewing back.
No. Yeah, we did have other frequencies, and we did hear couples talking, or a man was looking for, I guess, his kids or his friends. He was like, "Hey guys, where are you guys? Talk to me." And Jaime goes, "Are you there? Who's this?" And later on, I asked Jaime, were you the one talking to him? And he goes, yeah, I was trying to get that guy to talk to me. And he thought he was joking. And then, and he can hear us because he was...
the same frequency.
Yeah. And I keep telling Jaime, well, I don't think he's talking to you. I think he's talking to the people he's trying to get a hold of. And he would say, hey, guys, are you all there? And then he goes, talk to me. I got the eyes.
I got the eyes.
Oh, well, see, now they're going to answer him because if he didn't have the eyes, they weren't going to give him the time of day.
So, unless they traveled further, you know, it has a certain amount of, what,
range.
Miles?
Yeah.
A couple of miles
right.
radius. But, when we started talking about that joyride, Jaime wanted me to believe that it was somebody else because he said, oh, don't say that. You know, it might come true. Like, it was just a movie. But you never know. You have crazy folks out there that do take a joke too far.
Right.
So time passed by, and I thought that somebody actually heard
your exchange.
And they said something about, well, I have a bottle of pink champagne. I'm like, oh, beep, beep. I called Jaime back, and I said, hey, did you hear that lady? She's going along with the joke. She's saying something about she has pink champagne. Of course, that's part of the movie.
The movie, right.
And Jaime said, no, I didn't hear. And he's just joking around. And then later, miles later, he actually confessed. And it went a little bit further, and we stopped talking. Like, okay, I better stop talking. Because, you never know. He goes, oh, they don't know who the
driver
who we are. And I go,
I don't know, you know. People get funny ideas from TV. So anyways, we didn't, you know, we dropped it, but he finally confessed it was him. I go, wow, you sound like a girl.
Oh, he's the one who said
it was him.
Thing.
It was him, yes.
Oh, that's funny.
But, yeah, we were just trying to keep awake and keep it light.
Right.
And fun. As much fun as you can have.
Right, while traveling, what should take
yes.
3 hours takes
yes.
12 to 15, absolutely.
That's right.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up here. We just wanted to get some of those stories, those old stories,
coffee
stories, and we'll get this in the show.